my father never went first class. You know, I don't think it was even third class. You know, he hopped freight trains and he traveled throughout the country, throughout Mexico, and he would be gone for days, sometimes weeks at a time, and he would come home dirty and bedraggled. He was a child of the Depression, and while his family was well off, he saw the people on the streets, the homeless and disadvantaged, and he had this tremendous sense of identification and empathy with them. And after the Depression, when things got better, he never forgot those people. So my father wanted to tell their story, and the only way to tell it was to live with them, live among them. And one of the ways he did that was by traveling on freight trains.
Because Chester Seltzer was a white man from Cincinnati writing as a Hispanic writer, that created a lot of friction within the Chicano writing community, I understand.
Right. Nobody knew that Amado Muro was in fact Chester Seltzer until after he died. And then the truth emerged. There was this backlash against my father because they felt that what he had done was cultural appropriation. I always felt that it was cultural appreciation because he truly identified with Mexicans. If he was appropriating the culture, which I don't think he was, there was no economic gain for him in doing so, because he never made any money off of his short stories. And in fact, he never wanted any money. A publisher anthologized one of his great short stories and asked him how much money he wanted to publish it. And my father wrote him back. I have the letter. My father wrote him back and said, "Thank you for accepting my short story, but no payment is necessary. I'm just a common laborer, and I write as a hobby." And he signed it Amado Muro. My father's favorite writer was Leo Tolstoy. And Anna Karenina may be the most fully realized female character in all of literature. And you have Jim, the African slave in Huckleberry Finn. And he may be the most fully realized character in American literature. And yet the author was white, Mark Twain. So you have these examples throughout literature. And my father was an artist. I believe he was an artist. And he had the same right to depict others as Tolstoy or Mark Twain did. He may not have been in their league, although I'm very biased, I think he was. But he had the same right to do so.